Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
All right, Mayaki, let me bring this to you, Sam. When we are talking about a deeper life, there are things that we need to understand also, you know. There are things that we need to understand. A deeper life is a life that would convince, check it out, please, Mayak. Check this out. A deeper life is a life that would convince the Most High that you love Him. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Look, he says to Simon, Pajona, he said to him, the first time and again the second time, John 21:16. Simon, do you love me? He said to him, yes. You know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. And it should convince the Father to such an extent that He will entrust you with His work. A deeper life is that life that will make the Father to believe that you love Him. You see, on this one, you can't cheat. Mayaki.
Absolutely.
Next.
Hi. Hey, you know, like, that's why, you know, when knowing Him, you cannot comprehend Him, because He's everything. Like, He's omnipotent, He's omnipresent, and the more you go deeper, you realize, correct, I thought, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, man.
You know, so this is where we've been taking levels in different dimensions.
Yeah.
To go deeper into knowing Him. So truly, as you say, Ahi, that it is to convince Him. And there are temptations in life, right? There are afflictions in life. And even when you are afflicted, those afflictions come. You don't forget. Because these words of the Torah, Shama, Yasharai, hear and do, right? Keep and guard.
Yeah.
He knows His commandments. So He says, when we rise up, when we lie down, when we walk by the wayside, inside our houses. So everywhere we go, where life navigates us to.
Yeah.
Because that's where the enemy comes and hits. So I'm always alert.
Yeah.
I'm always alert. I'm always vigilant, so that the enemy must not creep in. Because the enemy sees a weakness, and then he's now leads me astray through that. We know the story of HaMashiach. After he's fasted, he's hungry. The enemy says, "Cast him away."
Yeah.
Now this is the time when he wants to use this opportunity to say, "Hey, turn these stones into bread." So it could be at the time when I need employment. Because life has been hard. Chelete grant is not enough and all that. But I may be required to do something bad. Like, then I'll give you a job.
Ish.
And then we end up now, you know, you start to say, hey, man, you know what, I'm going to get a position and whatnot, so I may as well do it. I'll do it only once. And you know, but when we love Him, we are careful to say, you know what, I'm not going to give in. And I trust for it. He's my provider. He will help me through thick and thin until the process is complete, you know. So that is now when we convince, because that test, when they come, we are aware for we are straight. We're not found going left. We're not found going right. But we are obedient to his word. Psalm 119, number 1 says, Allah, blessed are the perfect in the way who walk in the Torah of Abba Yahweh. Blessed are those who observe his witnesses, who seek him with all their hearts. Yes, they shall do no unrighteousness. They shall walk in his ways that he has commanded us to guard others diligently. So it is now a deeper life, some kind of what shows us a deeper life. This obedience, this walking in righteousness, this loving him with our all and not looking back, not having any desire of anything else but ubatlayene fela. When I like to try always to relate to see how can I learn the scripture and nature, and I realize as well, when we speak of to be born again or to die of self, we realize that even the seed does the same process as it gets planted. It repents. It's the process of repentance.
Yes.
So it is for us to look at that and say, hey, look at it. It dies of its own self. And now once it is planted, and now it wants a life. And the scripture says as well, me in him and him in me. So this seed is alone, it's single, E1, it gets planted. But later on in life, it starts to bear fruits, and this fruit has got a seed inside. So you can see, this seed has been carrying seeds. It's been carrying seeds. So it's now also what tries to show us to say, in this journey, if we can seek him, there are greater results. There is a reward. There is a crown after all these things. So, and once and come closer to him and come to know him and to have a nature, because this fruit does not say, I want to change from being an apple tree to be a grape tree.
Mm-mm.
But it stays. You see, it hamanes. It stays, and it is an apple. So now, this is what it teaches me as well, to say, now if I say I want him, I have a desire that I love him and I want to serve him, it means there is a way, a path that I have to follow. And it will lead me to this destination. And it is a life of walking, the life of Hamashiach. I always say it is the father who is yoked with the son and a father that teaches a son how to walk. And one day the son takes over and starts his family and is reminded and he knows, this is how my father used to teach me. And he doesn't forget these things. Proverbs chapter 8, one of my favorite scriptures. Proverbs chapter 8, number 30. So he says, I was set up ages ago, from 23, I was set up ages ago before the earth ever was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs, heavy with water. Before mountains were sunk, before the hills were brought forth, before he had made the earth and the field. Kikopako jambela o vesteti, right? They will read it at home. Ere, then I was beside him, a master workmanship, and I was his delight day by day, rejoicing before him at all the time, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and my delights were in the sons of men. So this is what I'm saying, to say we get to learn the word. And this word starts to teach us, and we now are attached, we now are associated, we now are dedicated. And now when we get to, and we teach this to our children, so now a child grows knowing that this is a way of life. Yeah. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, and when we go, it's like, it's not how we do it at home. You know, and now tomorrow they get to take over the baton. They know what the father has taught them as they hate. So this is something that is passed now from generation to generation to say, Abba passes it to Hamashiach. Hamashiach teaches us, and we are to carry this legacy, even to teach it. So we have to learn, absorb, and become like him, and also teach it to our children. So we become also the examples to the little ones. Halala.
Halala. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make on this. We are talking about a deeper life. What does it mean to you, a deeper life in the Father?
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Here's Mashadi again.
Muruti Ray, I love Psalm 42, particularly verse 7, which reads, "Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me." This does not necessarily mean the waves that we see in the ocean or in the sea, but it means that the deep, in terms of your spirit realm, the deep within you calls unto the deep in the spirit realm, and you seek him with all your heart. You seek him with all your soul. You seek him as you go through your mourning phase, your brokenheartedness, your issues of life. You seek him and you find him, for he says, "You shall seek me and you shall seek me and you will find me, and you shall seek me and you shall seek me and I shall be found by you. And then I will gather you from all places where I had scattered you and restore unto you that which I had promised you." I've just quoted Jeremiah 29, but from verse 12 instead of verse 11 as we know it. And it goes further to say, verse 10, "As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say to me all day long, where is your God?" The church is facing the challenge. Everyone is turning around to say, "Where is your God?" when pastors are being shot on the pulpit. Where is this deeper life that you guys are talking about? We should be different from what we should be different from our lives as we see it in our world, which is outside Christ. Where is this God of yours outside all, considering all these things that we're facing in life, whether we are in Gaza, whether we are in Israel, whether we are in Russia, whether we are in any continent, in any country in the on the African continent? It doesn't matter. Where is this God that you're talking about? And notice, it's not the first time that this question comes up in verse 10. The same question was asked also in verse 3. And the same question is being asked to you and I as we walk in this journey, as we are busy talking about the wisdom of the Most High and how powerful the word is, the deeper life. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? And the sooner we get to that point, the better would life be for all of us, that we'd be able to face any kind of challenge and then be able to say, just like it's quoted in verse 7 of Psalm 44, but you, O Most High, have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In the Most High, we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Can we get to a place of praise? Can we get to a place of boasting in him, knowing that salvation is a gift? If it was not a gift, if we worked hard for it, Paul says, lest we would boast. May his name be praised now and forevermore. Quoting Proverbs 30, do you know him? Do you know his name? Do we? Just asking. Love always.
Thank you so much, Mashadi. Love always. And of course, you can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Just a little bit of this. I used to play this song, Professor Nawe Mayach. I used to play this song, I think, when I was about 17. In the streets, the little that we could get, we would grasp on. And I didn't care much about John Lennon, but I cared much about the words in this word, in this song. And Marion Williams put it across quite nicely.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Come on, love. I really want to know you. Yahushai Hamashiach. This is from the bottom of my heart. I really want to know you deep and deep and deep and deep all the time.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Dumsane.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Very well. How are you, my brother?
I'm fine, I say. Hey, it's been so long.
It's been a while and a half.
Yeah, you know, we're going up and down as we're fighting this battle. For some time I was away, so now I'm back.
I'm happy you're back.
Yeah, me too, so much. Yeah, about the deeper life, Mr. Sam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, the deeper life, which comes to my spirit, it's a part where Jesus says, you know, your journey is going to be divided into two.
Mm.
The first part is the day of your life,
yeah,
whereby the life is going forward. It's during the day, it's when you have to work.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time where you have to do all your work and make sure you finish, because the evening comes.
Yeah.
That's the second part. So yes. The evening is when you cannot work anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's dark.
Yes.
So that is like it to when you grow old. So when you are an old man, when you're young, you could stand up, do whatever you wanted, go wherever you want, do as you please, as your heart tells you.
Mm.
But when you're old, you can't do these things. You start to speak words like, life is not pleasant anymore.
Yeah.
Now you stretch your hand. Somebody else takes you where you don't want to go.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes.
So, exactly.
Mm.
So you see now, that is another part of your life. It's the second part of your life.
Mm.
Still on your journey. So even with Jesus, it happened like that. In the first, when he started his ministry up to the Gethsemane level, that was the day of his life.
Mm.
Whenever the Pharisees were about to attack him, he actually kind of like fought back by running away. But from Gethsemane onwards, the deeper life is when now the principles change. They take the opposite.
Yeah.
During the day where you could run when you are attacked, for example, they want to stone him, then he runs. They want to throw him over the cliff, he runs. Now in Gethsemane, when they want to afflict him, he lets them too. So the life is whereby now you are living the opposite life by principle. What during the day you won't tolerate, now you are by the law of God, by the essence of your journey, required to now welcome in order to finish the journey. Because now he has to welcome them in unreasonability. I mean, Jesus was quite vocal. Whenever they were talking whatever, he would talk back and tell them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm. But now, from Gethsemane onwards, whatever they say, he keeps quiet. Basically, he said it, now is the time of the evil one. So the deeper life is when the evil one is actually having armadome in your life. He's having all the key points of your life. It's kind of like running you when you are on the cross now.
Mm.
You are using a different principle, the principle of patient endurance. The principle of entrusting yourself unto the righteous God, not necessarily unto your rights, unto what is rightfully yours, unto maybe as a South African, you know, it's your right to talk, it's your right to freedom, express yourself. But now at the deeper life level, when it's the Gethsemane level, when it's evening for you, whether your rights are violated, it's okay. The Lord, I'm entrusting myself to the Lord. I patiently endure. You are gaining points by the opposite of the principle. You are actually rising by dying now. You are celebrating when you suffer. You see, everything is opposite. It's opposite. Now this is now the deeper life. The deeper life, right all the way up to death. Then at the resurrection, then the culmination of your Christian walk has come.
Absolutely. Wow. Ngiyabulela. Ndiyabulela. Thank you so much, Tim Sunny.
Yo, thank you, Pastor Ray. Have a great evening.
Same to you, my brother. I appreciate it.
Sure.
We're taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Mana Lady says, hi, Pastor Ray. For me, deeper life is to live and to be led by the Spirit and no longer by the flesh. It is not easy to walk by faith and not by sight. The moment you walk by faith and not by sight, you are living a deeper life. That is Mana Lady there. All right. Let's listen also to Uba Bumbiake just after AGV.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Hi, Pastor Ray.
Baba.
Umpiake okhumalo la.
Ngiyakuzwa
okhulumayo. Eish. Yazi ama topic wakho really. A challenging.
Glory to the Father.
Enza ukuthi umuntu akhulume ngento ayaziyo.
To Yahweh be the glory.
Changed life.
Mm.
I hid thy word so that I may not sin against you.
Yeah, man.
Lento le ifuna abantu abezwayo izwi likaNkulunkulu uma befunda izwi likaNkulunkulu encwadini engcwele.
Mm.
Pastor Ray. Ende futhi ufanele umuntu azazi ukuthi ngisuka kuphi, ngikuphi, ngiyapi. Kwenzakaleni la ngisuka khona.
Mm.
Kwenzakalani la ngikhona. Ngoba ekwenzakaleni kwaloko qale waba yikona ingoba kokunye bowungalazi izwi likaNkulunkulu noma ngabe bowulazi kodwa bowuyisaphula mthetho mase sola ukhona sowulizwa sowulazi sowulunderstanda sekufanele iguquke impilo yakho obo umuntu owenza kabusha ukuze ube nethemba lokuthi ekugcineni nala uyakhona ikusasa lakho selishintshile usuyilo muntu lo okhuluma ngesibindi esikhulu sokuthi izwi lakho ngiligcinile ukuba ngingone
yeah
ukuligcina ukulazi
yeah
nokul understanda nokulenza
yeah
Eish azi pastor mina ngiyabonga kakhulu ifundiso zakho ezichallenge umuntu ngqo
Sibonga inkosi ephilayo
Akukho okuningi engabe ngikusho ngoba bakhona abanye abakhulumayo engicabanga ukuthi nami inkulumo yami nobufakazi bami buzokwandisa ekutheni abantu babona ukuthi insindiso yinto ekhona. Mangibonge Pastor Ray, uNkulunkulu asenze kahle. Ngiyathanda bazalwane bonke ku Radio Pulpit. Ngizizwa ngiphilile mangikule khaya. Nkosi sibusise.
Nkosi kubusise nawe. Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga esikhulu.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM. The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Babongani.
Sakubona mfundisi Ray na magest akho onke ke nabalaleli ke be radio pulpit. Impilo egcineke kuKristu part 2.
Hey,
impilo egcile kuKristu impilo yobungcwele yokwenza ke izwi umuntu ke aphile ke ngezwi ebenesibindi njobe yalasho izwi ke uthi uNkulunkulu has given us the spirit of boldness akasinikezanga ke umoya ke wobugwala kumele ke futhi ke sikhuleke sigcileke emkhulekweni sikhuleka ke singaphezi kumele ke futhi ke sibe nogqozi ke nofuqufuqu sisizwa ke ngumoya oyingcwele empilweni yethu yobuzalwane sifunde ke encwadini ke ka Luke chapter 16 verse 6 ithi and from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force impilo ke yobuzalwane ke akuyona yobugwala ngokuba ke nesibindi eintweni zikaNkulunkulu baptism of fire deeper in life in Christ pressing more into the Lord seeking the Lord more pressing towards the mark for the prize ithi deeper life includes imicabango nokungenwa ke kuKristu Jesu asingene ke abekithi aphile kithi ke uKristu Jesu acute God consciousness righteous worship le iworship ukukhonza ke okwekufana ke nalokho okwenziwa ke uDavide etetemuka ke waze wadatshukelwa ke impahla angabhekanga ukuthi ke abantu bazothini nonkosikazi ke inkosazana ke yakhe ilunguzileke efasteleni kodwa ke akuzange ke lokho ke kumehliseke ukuthi ke amdumiseke uNkulunkulu wakhohlwa iGod lost wadakwa-ke umoya ingcwele uyazi umuntu uma edakiwe akanakile ukuthi ubani-ke uthini iyona impilo okumele-ke siyiphile-ke le ukuthi
hawu kanjalo nje vele ngilahlekele kanjalo nje just like that I'm going to try by all means to retrieve it so that we can be able to get it back baba it just cut there and I hope ukuthi in its cut we would be able to get where it is supposed to be I hope so
bekanga ukuthi ke abantu bazothini nonkosikazi ke inkosazana ke yakhe ilunguzileke efasteleni kodwa ke akuzange ke lokho ke kumehliseke ukuthi ke amdumiseke uNkulunkulu wakhohlwa iGod lost wadakwa ke umoya ingcwele uyazi umuntu uma edakiwe akanakile ukuthi ubani ke uthini iyona impilo okumele ke siyiphile ke le ukuthi singabheki ukuthi ke abantu ke bazothini uma sisebenzele uNkulunkulu simkhonze uNkulunkulu simkhonze ke ngalendlela singabi ke ngabo abuti nabo awusimponengi abafuna ukubonwa ke ngabantu kumele ke sikhohlwe ngaleso sikhathi uma sisebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu separation from the world sizehlukaniseke ezweni ngakho ke ethi do not conform to the standard of the world ngempela ke kumele ke singenzi ke thina izinto ke ezenzwa ke izwe the joyous surrender of everything to God ngempela ke ukusurrender ke kunikela ke impilo yethu sinikele ke imizimba yethu sinikele ke nezingqondo zethu ke kuNkulunkulu othi ke senginikele kokwa guwe sinikele uqobo lwethu kuNkulunkulu internal union with the Trinity, the practice of the presence of God, the communication of the saints and prayer without ceasing. Living the constant Christian life is possible through Christ who lives in us, all Christians. Ngempela ke kumele ke kungabi ke ilento ke ye on and off ubuzalwane bethu. Kumele ke kube usuku nosuku siphile ke lempilo yobuKristu akumelanga ke ukuthi ke siphile ke lempilo ke eba yipart time namhlanje ke uphila le ulinde ke usuku lwangeSabatha noma lwangeSonto kumele ke siphile Monday to Sunday angibonge uNkulunkulu anibusiseke nonke egameni likaJesu amen
inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga sibonga kakhulu This very aspect, yokuthi we live a deeper life, has to be explored. There's so much of the wealth of knowledge into the guidance of a deeper life. It's very important that we take note of that. Professor, let me bring this to you. Now, when we speak also of a deeper life, A deeper life is consistent with a person who basically understands the meaning of worship and is not found in any format of idolatry. Now, when I speak of this, and I mention idolatry, it's because I've come to realize that we got habits, or we used to have habits, or some of the habits are still lingering. And because we honor those habits, we don't realize that we are practicing idolatry. Our worship should be as clear as the Father wants it to be. Our worship should make people, and when we live a deeper life, these are the signs we will see. Let me read this to you, Professor. Now, it says, in Isaiah 2 verses 3, when we live a deeper life, it says then, many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Elohim, to the house of the Most High of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Elohim from Jerusalem. Many people shall come and say, let us go up to the house of the Father. Okay. All right. Okay. 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 Let me jump to Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 6. It says, for there shall be a day when the watchmen will cry on mine Ephraim, saying, arise, let us go up to Zion, to the Elohim, Yahuwah. Now, these are the indicators that we are living a deeper life. We will be motivated to run to him all the time. But when I look at ourselves as a nation, I wonder where we are. Okay, fine. In Zechariah, chapter 8, verse 21, it says, the inhabitants of one city shall go to another. Because there are people who are living a deeper life, by the way. Ne? It says, the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Elohim and seek the Elohim of hosts. I myself will go also. Do we hear that? No, we only hear come to our Passover service. Okay. Professor, what comes to mind?
This is deep indeed. Why it is important to be in places where God has ordained to be the places of meeting, I think we have misunderstood the meaning behind the invitation. Where you have read in Isaiah 2 verse 3, where it says, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. So we have confused the mountain of the Lord with our own places. And we are unable to reach God where he is found. And he is found in his holy mountain, Mount Zion.
Yeah.
And in this case, it means we are inviting people to our own desires, to our own places. And we don't even worry whether people are meeting with their God in those places. If we could work towards bringing people to his God, to their God, like he was saying to Moses, bring my people to me. So we are no longer bringing people to God, and we are calling them to where we want them to be, where as it is probably not where God would want them to be. And it speaks of a misplacement and a displacement of our mindset in as far as the deeper life is concerned. And I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 3. Let me quickly go there. Proverbs chapter 3, starting from verse 1. It says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. And that has nothing to do with where we invite people to, but it's about inviting people to understand the commands of the Lord, to understand who God is, that they may have a deeper relationship with the Lord. So if we will be teaching people to know who God is, how to worship God instead of worshiping places and end up making those places a place of idolatry. You spoke of a true worship here. And we are like now calling people to worship things other than to worship God. Our habits, our routines, our lifestyles have become some kind of idolatry because they are not bringing people to God where God would like people to be. But when God speaks here in Proverbs, he says, do not forget my law. What is the law of the Lord? Is to keep God in our hearts, is to live by the ordinances of the Lord. In verse 5 of the same scripture, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. These days, we are trusting pastors rather than we should be trusting God. We are trusting our leaders instead of trusting God, and we take what they say over what God is saying, and we're no longer even acknowledging God, which is idolatry on its own, because if I would have something that is greater than God in my life, if I would worship myself, worship my desires, worship my house, worship my church, over and above worshiping God, that is idolatry. We have put aside the true worship of God, and we have twisted it, and we have put and we have placed value on things rather than putting the value of worship unto God, and we are acknowledging things other than acknowledging God. So if that's the case, it means we are not living a deeper life that the Lord is talking about. So it means now the acknowledgement of any other thing other than God is idolatry. It means we are not in God, as the scripture said earlier on, that we have been crucified with him. We are now in Christ. But this has made us to be outside of the will of God. And at the end of the day, we are not worshiping him, and our lives are not leading that life that God would want us to lead. In Romans 8, let me quickly go there, because we live as though we are owing the flesh, we are owing the people our lives, and we are not feeding the Spirit. Sister Mashadi read more Psalm 42, verse 7, where it says, "A deep calleth unto the deep." That scripture is more about the spirit of a man calling unto the Spirit of God. But you cannot have that scenario if we are thinking we are owing the flesh, according to Romans 8. If we think we need to pay our flesh some things, it will be difficult for us to live according to the Spirit, because we are going to live as though we are the children of darkness, we are the children of this world, whereas we have to live for God. When we live for God, living by the Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God, then we will be called the children of God, because we are in him and his Spirit is in us. That is a deeper life, killing the desires of the flesh, and let the Spirit be the one who will live more. And we say, "A deep calleth unto the deep." And we allow the spirit of man to commune with the Spirit of God. And my mind must not be the one that will override the desires of the Lord. The problem that we face most of the time is that we've allowed our common sense to take dominion over the life in the Spirit. If it does not make sense to my mind, if it does not make sense to my emotions, I don't want to do it, because it's not going to benefit my feelings, not going to benefit my flesh. And by so doing, we are shying away, and we are detaching ourselves from the life in the Spirit. We cannot claim to be living a deeper life. So a deeper life goes back to the life in the Spirit, a life in the Word, a life by the Word, and allowing this Word of God, this book of law, to come out of our mouths, because we meditate in it day and night, and we allow it to influence our thoughts, to influence our walk, because through our walk, we are able to live out Christ. We don't even need to preach sometimes. Our lifestyle are able to preach the Christ who is in us, are able to draw people more to God. So as we lift Christ higher and higher, he is able to draw himself, his people who will come to him. And the deeper life is what is needed by us, that we may live by, so that we can use it as a tool of witnessing, as a tool of preaching to the nations. I know that it seems as though believers these days are getting diminished because they are not living that life. A true life of a believer is actually a life that is supposed to be a deeper life, because you cannot live a shallow life and call yourself you are in the Lord. So just a life in Christ is exactly that life that God is calling us for, so that we can live for him, we can present him, we can be able to draw people to him, and be able to have influence where we are and change our surroundings, even in our country. We can be able to have an influence if we can truly live that life that God has ordained for us.
Mayaki, let me thank you, Professor. Mayaki, let me bring this to you. Time has really, really left us so much. So this topic is really need to fit into 4 hours instead of two, I tell you. Mem Pakula, I see. Mem Pakula. Let me just play Mem Pakula, then I'll come to you, Mayak.
Good evening, Brother Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening to the listeners of Radio Pulpit, Brother Mayahi and Professor, the people you are with at studio. Masikhuluma nge deeper life.
Yeah.
When we are in deep in God, we give praise to Him. Here it is the song that I am bringing to Radio Pulpit, to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
No, man. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. There's somebody who just logged in into our system. Just like that. Let's see if we can get there.
Anze! To all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, It goes as follows. Liculeka kanje. Ngihlanze emoyeni wami, bathi ngihlanze emoyeni wami, bathi ngingenwe emoyeni wami, ilizwi lakho Nkosi yami, sengilambele wena nje, unge Segi mige I chorus. Gisanze mayeni wam mangi betelu kobolwam Segi nige lego kogwam guwe Mabala onge Nkosi yami wongenza ngibenqwele pha ngifile nya inkambo yami ikhombeke kuye nowa ngife ngihlanze ngihlanze emoyeni wami mangibethele uqobo lwami mangibethele uqobo lwami senginike To all the listeners, ungiqinise Jesu wami kube nguwe nimpi ngihlanze ngihlanze emoyeni wami mangibethele uqobo indaba isemoyeni when indaba uma unyama ise bathi when the soul is in your flesh so God speaks to the flesh to the spirit that yena asiphefumulele kuso so uma singahlanzekanga hey kusizoyenza konke okuphambane nani that is not line in line with the word of God. Thank you very much. Good evening, Brother Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I am not bringing the word, I am bringing the song. Thank you very much.
Even on Sunday, people were happy. I got people saying, why won't I truly, Ray?
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
2 minutes for you, Mayahi. Finally. I've lost him. And we need to
connect. I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here. Shalom, I'm here.
You got less than 2 minutes. Go for it.
Okay. I wanted to say, as you're speaking about the deeper life, the life that we live must resemble that of him You spoke of being a servant, and our Father is a provider and a sustainer. Mm. So, which means he's a servant to us as well.
Yes.
So now, when you look at his name, that we say Yahweh, it is the upper hand that is pulling the hand, the ha that has fallen, ewileyo, you know, to pull it out or to be able. That is why he says, feed the hungry and even the widows and all that. So we realize that is his nature. So when we do or walk into his nature, we become like him, because he is the super upper hand that is above. And now by giving, by doing what he commands us to do, by walking in his ways, that is now how we can say we start to resemble him. We start to have a nature that is of him. We start to be dedicated unto him. So it is us in seeking his ways and doing it according to how he orders us to do. Ahi, may it be well with you. Shalom to you and your household. Also to Professor Buyu and to all the listeners. Until we meet again next week. Blessed week. Halala.
Halala. Next week we are talking about hypocrisy today. Hopefully Mashadi will be healthy. I can't wait to merge the three of you that we tackle this topic of the hypocrisy of today. Professor, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, my brother. Thanks to everyone, Sister Mashadi, Brother Baruch, and all our listeners. Blessings to you and your families. Hallelujah. Amen.
Blessings to you. And of course, pass our regards at home. And
Amen.
I can't wait. You know, I have so many programs of youth that I would wish Njabs should come on board. If she's listening, yeah, I said it, Njabs.
She will come.
Thank you so much. And of course, we talk again the coming week.
You.
May the Father be glorified. He's above all else. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We thank him that through Yahushua HaMashiach we see him. And we see his salvation even upon our lives. What a mercy. What a grace. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. It's been an honor for real. From me, Ray, it's been fantastic. Tuda Rabba. We give the Father all the honor.
Ulwazi olute veche. Impilo engcono. Nothando olute gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.